listening to Everyday Engineering, the City of Madison's engineering podcast, where we talk about infrastructure. Complex topics explained simply. From the water that flows down your drain to the rain and snow that drains into the lakes. By way, the curbs and streets we design. City engineering touches your life in so many ways. Explained right now in Everyday Engineering. Bright green with big pink letters on the outside reading, "Have a drink on us." A drink of water, of course. Today, I am joined by Public Information Officer for the Madison Water Utility, Marcus Pearson. Nice to have a fellow PIO here on Everyday Engineering. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We're talking about the water wagon. That's what we're talking about today. So as we kind of lay some foundation, before we get started, tell anybody who's listening or watching a little bit of what you do and how it intersects with our topic today, the water wagon.
Yeah, definitely. So my name is Marcus Pearson. I'm the Public Information Officer for Madison Water Utility. My position essentially deals in all things public information and outreach for the utility, from media relations to social media to community outreach. Mm-hmm. So our water wagon is really our most primary kind of community outreach tool. So mm-hmm. really, we just love to be in the community. So the department that I manage at the utility is responsible for coordinating and managing the water wagon, as it, again, is our primary face-to-face outreach tool. I think this year we had over 100 requests for the water wagon.
100?
Yeah, 105, actually, to be exact.
105?
Yeah, and I was only able to accommodate 25 as we only have it offered during the summer months or the warm weather months. So, it's beloved by all of Madisonians. It's been, around the city and been at community events for over a decade now.
Wow. And we'll get more into it. I think we have to establish exactly what is the water wagon. So you're in charge of promoting everything Madison Water Utility. But what in the water wagon is just one slice of what you do. A cool slice and a fun slice.
No doubt.
Yes, for sure. But what exactly is the water wagon if people aren't familiar with what it is?
Yeah. So the water wagon is essentially a mobile drinking water station that we bring to community events across the city. So it serves up clean, cool, refreshing Madison water for no charge. Essentially, we just want to be out in the community and put a face to the utility. As I mentioned, it is our primary kind of outreach tool. So any initiatives as far as conservation, customer assistance, things like that, we have materials on hand at all events. So we're able to have utility staff there, to not only serve up, clean, cool, refreshing water. Mm-hmm. It is ice cold, too. So when you have these hot days, we do have ice in there. We have copper pipes to really keep it cool.
That's important.
It is.
Nobody wants lukewarm water.
No, especially on a hot day. So, in addition to that, it really allows us to interact and engage the community, at places that they're already at. So when we have things like the Eakin Park Fest or Loop the Lake or, a whole slew of events, we're there. A lot of these will be city events, community events, where, people may need some assistance or may have questions that they never got a chance to actually speak face-to-face with the utility employee. So that's why it's important.
I think it's so, you hit on a good point of, meeting people where they are. And I think a lot of people want their local government to pick up the phone, answer their questions. They expect, I don't know, maybe we experience this in engineering, but, it's sometimes hard to reach, with people in the middle of a construction project, right? Mm-hmm. You might hear a post, you might get a postcard, you might get, a letter, you might attend a virtual meeting, but when you have something special like the water wagon that actually meets people where they already are, mm-hmm. and we're not disrupting them with road construction, which is my job, but, I think that is super effective when it comes to community outreach. And then on top of it, it sounds like, you're well prepared with all of the information. People, I think also you talk about like meeting at the water, in the office, your spot where your break room.
Yeah, the break room.
The break room, right? You go and you talk to people when you grab water. What do you hear when you have people around on the water wagon? Are people talking to each other? Are they just coming for water? What is it? What's the experience like?
It's just like you mentioned, it's really like a break room. It's really just an informal, people are already at this community event enjoying themselves with their families and things like that. And, really just trying to be out there and make sure that people are hydrated. Mm-hmm. And also it builds trust with the community. So a lot of times, there's just a common misconception that you can't really trust the government, and that trickles down into you can't trust the water. So by being out in the community and, you know, serving this water to them, drinking it, having a good time, laughing and things like that, they really realize, oh, no, this water is good. And it really puts a face to the utility, as I mentioned before. Much like engineering, you know, we have a lot of staff. We're one of the biggest departments at the city. We have almost 130 staff. So we have people working around the clock doing a multitude of different jobs. The cool thing about the Water Wagon is that I, as a PIO, I don't just sit in my office. I get to work with field staff. I get to work with rounders, you know, different public works employees and things like that, and invite them to work at the Water Wagon. So we actually have a diversity of employees that actually work at the Water Wagon. So it's not just information that I'm peddling, so to speak, but we actually have people that really work on fire hydrants. We have people that really work on fixing main breaks, and they can actually speak to a community member. You know, lastly, I guess what I'll say about this point is a lot of times, even before I came to the utility 2 years ago, you really think of the utility as like some machine. You're like, oh, you know, you turn on the faucet, water comes out. You just think there's some big machine somewhere that's doing something. No, no, there's actually 124 full-time staff that work around the clock. We have three shifts. We have people on call always. And no matter what time it is or what day of the year it is, it could be a holiday. We've had main breaks on Christmas, New Year's. We have committed employees that are out there working around the clock. And to really work and to have them be in the community and be able to interact with other people, that, you know, that just, you know, really brings a smile to my face and to the community members.
It's a big win. I think it's a huge win. And yeah, people are working 24/7. I mean, we're public servants. Yeah, can you tell he's a PIO? He knows everything about his agency, which is what I love about it. I think also, I did not know. I mean, the Water Wagon can't just pull up with somebody driving it. Someone's got to work it. Is it, so like multiple people or just one person, or what's the deal? What do you mean working the Water Wagon?
That's a good question. That's a great question. So, you know, before we prefaced our discussion with all the coordination that goes into it. So really that's, you know, right now we're already taking requests for 2024 for next year. So people are saying next August in 2024, I would like you to come to my community event. So essentially with our staff, we coordinate, we make sure we have someone to drop off the Water Wagon. So we actually have it in storage at Well 31, which is actually our furthest away well. So we have to have someone that has a truck, that is able to drive a truck, hitch the wagon to it, bring it to the community event. And then when we're at the community event, we oftentimes have people work the event. So we have three or four people actually at the event helping out community members and things like that. But you know, the most important thing is transporting the Water Wagon to these events. So we really rely on our field staff, people that drive trucks for a living, to really take it all around the city. And it really does get all around the city.
Well, I mean, if that thing rolls up, I don't know what I would do with it. I'd be like, what is that? I'd probably go up to it, but I wouldn't know how to, I don't know. So it is nice that you have staff that's willing to go out and, you know, and it's always great to just connect with the community. Fun idea. Are we the first for this? I don't know. Where did this idea even come from? Yeah. Are there other municipalities that have Water Wagons? I don't even know.
Yeah, so we actually
You know.
I do know. I do know. And you know, and I've been made aware by other municipalities that they wish they had one.
For sure.
I get a lot of inquiries about where did we buy it from, who manufactured this.
Yeah.
And actually, it's a one and only. It's Madison's one and only Water Wagon. I've never seen another one throughout the country or world.
Oh, so we are.
We are. And like awesome. I said, it's been in operation for over a decade now. In fact, one of our engineers that's now retired, Kelly Meese. Shout out to Kelly Meese.
Shout out, Kelly.
Great engineer. So she actually designed it. In her previous career, she was actually a brewmaster. So when you think about the Water Wagon, it actually uses...
Like taps.
Yeah. And the cool thing about it is our taps, she actually made them look like a water tower. So when you actually are tapping it, it's like the shape of a water tower. So she really, even to the minute detail, she was really getting into it as far as the design. And then one of our other employees who's no longer with us was a very, very skilled welder.
Wow. So that is a perfect match.
It's a perfect match. Design engineer and a welder, and they created, again, the only Water Wagon I've ever seen, and I get a lot of inquiries about it. Actually, right now, we're hoping to work with the, since we get summary requests, we're actually hoping to work with the mayor's office, the sustainability team, to potentially, since we do have the specs for the wagon, hoping to design or manufacture two more wagons so that other city departments can use it. Because a lot of times it's kind of our thing and people are like, hey, can library use it? Can this use it? We, everyone has events. You know, we love our events and it's great for our community. That's what makes Madison special. But a lot of times we're not able to accommodate. So
it's
if we
ours.
Had three water wagons, if we had three of them, though, you know, we'd be good. So
I know you'd be willing to share, but there's just so much that you can do, right? When you have so many events, the city has so many events. But it would be kind of nice. It'd be nice to have, but you know, it is water utility. I mean, I guess it would still be, you know, if you have more than one. Yeah. Like I don't even know how would you, I don't even know how you would make it happen.
I think it's just a City of Madison water wagon. You know, it's just a City of Madison. We are a city department and we do serve the city. So if there were other ones, we're willing to share, but you know, to get back about kind of the coordination, I mean, when I'm picking the events, I'm really looking at events that are collaborative. So like Parks Alive events, we've been to, I think, 8 of those this year. And as you know, for those of you who don't know, Parks Alive events happen throughout parks, throughout the city.
Yeah.
And it's actually a collaboration between multiple city departments. So really when we're trying to think about what events are best to have the water wagon at, and we really have to, you know, pick and choose, we really always think about the most collaborative city events and different nonprofits, community organizations, things like that. So even though there's only one water wagon, we do share it in a sense.
And if you have a collaborative event, that's a good indication that you might get selected. Mm-hmm. Even though, I mean, gosh, it still blows me away what you said at the beginning about 100 and some, you know, requests, and you can only get to so many, right? I mean, Marcus needs a vacation too, you know. But yeah, I think there's so many benefits. You said it puts a face to the utility. What other benefits in the community? Anything else that that you wanted to mention that I didn't ask you?
Yeah, so, you know, just getting back to the face of the, you know, the face of the utility. So the water wagon serves as Madison Water Utility's primary in-person outreach tool, focused on opening dialogues with customers about conservation, sustainability, and source water protection, customer assistance, you name it. It is an in-kind donation, so we do not charge for it ever. We simply aim to aid the community by keeping people hydrated, informed about programs, projects, and other useful information. So that, again, when we're choosing the events, it's really, we really don't want to give it to like a commercial entity or some business. Unless we had an opening, then sure, you know, we want to do it. But really, it's all about the community and keeping people hydrated and informed. Some of the benefits, you know, the most obvious benefit is just providing clean, cool, and refreshing water to people at community events during the summer, especially when temperatures are very high, as they are today. We want people to enjoy the events, but also stay hydrated.
Yeah, it is nice. It is nice to have nice, cold water. You know, it's clean, cold. Again, we don't want lukewarm or dirty.
Yeah,
no one wants
dirty
water.
Nope.
What else?
So, you know, really looking at conservation and sustainability, it encourages people to drink tap water, in quotes, and practice sustainability by using reusable bottles instead of paying, you know, upwards of $3 to $5 for commercially bottled water. We actually bring reusable water bottles to every water wagon event.
Okay.
So when people show up, we have a permanent marker, especially with kids. We say, write your name on that.
Yeah.
Come back 3 or 4 times today. Just keep refilling. You know, especially when we're at events like some of the community festivals might have a beer tent.
Yep.
And I tell people, drink a beer, then come get a water.
Yep.
Drink a beer and then come get a water.
Mix in a water,
you know?
Would
yeah,
you?
Yeah, definitely. But when you really think about it, Madison Water far exceeds all state and federal standards for drinking water quality. You know, we have some of the best water quality in the nation, you know, statistically. But when you think about the cost benefit, 1 gallon of Madison water costs 0.5 cents, so a half a penny. For 1 gallon, while again, commercially bottled water can cost between $2 to $5 for, you know, 12 ounces.
Right.
So the factories, you know, not to put shade on anyone, but the factories where the water is actually commercially bottled can be, for lack of a better term, dirty and have less regulation. So Madison Water Utility is regulated by federal, state, city governmental bodies, including the EPA, the PSC, the DNR, Common Council, and our Water Utility Board. So when you're thinking about who you trust, I mean, we have 5 different governmental bodies that are regulating the quality of our water and the supply. When you think about you're buying just a random spring water at the grocery store or at the gas station, read the bottle. Take a second and read the back of the bottle. It'll say bottled and distributed, you know, by some random company in Kansas. Why pay $3 for that water from some factory in Kansas when we have it right here, the best?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what we want to get people, you know, trusting the water and saving money. And it's all about conservation and sustainability and not using, you know, plastic bottles and you know, getting our landfills filled up with things that, you know, we don't need to be doing.
So if the water wagon shows up, or is that an event we're at? So are there cups there? You said you have reusable water bottles. Like, so how do you use it? So I see it. What do? I go up to it. I walk up to it. Walk me through that step by step.
Yep. So if you see the water wagon at any event, like you said, it is very vibrant. You know, it's a lot of green, bright green, almost like a lime green. Then there's water, you know, just water symbols on there. Then bright pink letters that says water, water wagon, you know, Madison's one and only water wagon. Come have a drink on us.
Yes.
So that's really the whole thing with the tap and kind of it, you know, the person that designed it was a brewmaster. So it's kind of that play on words.
Love that.
So a lot of times, you know, as adults, a lot of people see those taps and they come up and just pull it down and chug of water. But you know, other than that, if people have questions, if you're not really familiar with that, or if you think a lot of people will come up and they'll say, hey, do we have to pay for this? And you say, no, it's totally free. Come drink some. And really it's just a conversation starter. So if you walk up to the water wagon, we will always have staff there to walk you through it, to answer any questions you might have. As I mentioned, we have materials there. We have our annual report. We have our water quality reports. We have our Madison customer assistance materials, which I do want to put a plug in for at the end of this show. But so walk up. If you see us out, don't hesitate to come say hi and, you know, talk to us.
Lastly, as we wrap up a little bit, if people want to request it, you said it's online. If people want to request it to come to the event, an event they're hosting or something they're doing with the city or something else, you're not always going to get chosen, but you should request. Where do they go?
Yeah, so any group or entity can request a water wagon to be at their events during the warm weather months. So anytime between May through early October, you can put in a request. So groups and organizations can actually request a water wagon by going to cityofmadison.com/water. And you can click on the Education and Outreach tab on our website. We actually are now accepting water wagon requests for 2024, as I mentioned. You simply fill out an application, which is a fillable PDF.
Sure.
Fill that out and then just send it right back to water@madisonwater.org.
Perfect.
Again, you can go to cityofmadison.com/water, fill out an application, and send it to water@madisonwater.org.
Perfect. Any other resources? Anything else you want to make a plug for as we wrap up? Last question.
Yeah. I want to give this in two parts because I do want to put a plug in for our Madison Customer Assistance Program, or MADCAP. But first, one thing that I did just want to put out there, since I have the platform, because a lot of people that we speak to at the Water Wagon don't actually know where our water comes from. You know, despite being surrounded by lakes, many people do not actually know that our water comes from an underground aquifer about a mile under our feet. So we have 23 drinking water wells throughout the city. Each pump water from an aquifer, and then other than very small amounts of chlorine and fluoride for health purposes, our water is not treated at all, and it does come naturally from a sandstone aquifer. So that's just something I wanted to let people know. But also, a new program that we just launched in March. Again, it's the first program of its type in Wisconsin ever approved by the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin. It's called MADCAP. It's Madison Customer Assistance Program. So this program can provide $20 or $30 to households, depending on their income. So anyone that's under 50% area median income can likely qualify. And if you qualify for SNAP benefits or WIC or anything, any other programs offered through the state or the county, you likely qualify for MADCAP. So really,
Get a chunk off of your bill? Is that what
So you get a credit on your bill, a monthly credit. Mm-hmm. So it'll last for 12 months and you have to renew it. And it'll automatically come off. You don't have to pay it back. And the real thing is that we want to invest in our infrastructure. We want to make sure that we are able to provide the cleanest, safest water to all our community members. However, that takes money. Mm-hmm. And when you have to invest in infrastructure, a lot of municipalities will actually, get that from the rate increase. So we just increased our rates by about $5. Mm-hmm. But when you think about the average discount, so to speak, for people that would qualify for MADCAP, it's either $8 or $12 off their water bill specifically, and $30 potentially off their entire municipal services bill.
Mm.
So the, I guess I'll just leave it and drop the mic on this, but so the rate increase of $5 for all, all customers or residents is actually substantially less than the discount that we're offering. So you could get, up to $12 off your bill, while everyone else is just, their bill increased by $5. So that really, really excites me because, we're not burdening any of our lower income or vulnerable households.
Sure.
With the rate increase. So the rate increase, the people you know, that can pay it, mm-hmm. they're not burdened. And then the other people that could be burdened by a rate increase like that qualify for MadCap. So please, again, go to cityofmadison.com/water. You'll see a big banner there for MadCap, Madison Customer Assistance Program, and check it out.
It ties directly into the core of what we do as a whole at the city as well. So thank you, thank you, thank you. All the resources, all the good. Request the water wagon.
Come on down.
Come on down. Or just go and visit wherever it is. Is there a schedule where it's at?
So we typically do post on social media. So check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just type in Madison Water or at Madison Water. Mm-hmm. And yeah, if you are ever thinking of something to do on the weekend, Saturdays, things like that, pretty much every Saturday we are somewhere in the city. Come find us.
Awesome. Thanks, Marcus. Oh, so much information and great information. It's always very nice to have another Public Works PIO on the podcast. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in, listening, watching, learning, all the things. If you have a question or comment about anything we talked about today, please, please write into us on our Facebook page. You can go to the Water Utility Facebook page or the City of Madison Engineering Division Facebook page, because as always, we are a resource for you every day in engineering.